Yes.
All right. Okay. So tell us all this good news then.
Right. My good news is that I'm actually in the Guardian newspaper, which I've wanted to be part of some newspapers or magazines. So this is my first one. So I'm so excited. And the outline of it is how to find love of your life after 60. So ask a friend to write your dating profile. So it's all about how to get back out there and start dating. And I had the opportunity to meet one of the Guardian's reporters, and then we sat together. So there's lots of other experts, but I'm part of it. So I'm really excited.
What's the and the date today is the 4th of January. So anyone that gets an opportunity to go past the news agents and buy the Guardian, what page are you on?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Sorry.
Well, it came about because they were asking about dating 60 plus, sometimes 50 plus, 60 plus, and being able to give people ideas and tips. So they were looking at people who have separated, people that have divorced, or people that had the bereavements and lost their confidence in going back out and meeting people, whether that's just for coffee, being able to sort of like connect with other people, which in the world that we live in with tech so much, it's really important to actually have face-to-face contact. And it was about being able to sort of talk about the sexual side of it, so why we come away from it, so body image, any dysfunctions whatsoever, and being able to be a bit more confident in going back out there and talking to the opposite sex, the same sex, and being able to get back out in the community and meet new people, which is really important, I think. So being connected to people.
It's connection, isn't it? Yeah, having a real intimate connection, whether that be face-to-face or being vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just really nice to be able to be part of something that's given information to give people a little bit more confidence that actually there is dating after 60.
And it's a nice national paper to be able to do that and get your message across, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and I love the way that she's written all of it because she's given a perspective on different things. So let me sort of give you a quick example. So she's gone from, are you ready to go back out there, to also thinking about what do you want from a relationship? So in a way, slowing it down, because obviously there's going to be some experience by the time you're 60 and the things that you wish you'd done differently or the things that haven't gone right. So it's slowing that process down.
Just going straight to marriage or straight to the bedroom.
Exactly, and actually thinking about what do I want, and from the other side as well, what's the other person looking for? Because all you get is this dating profile, which is really quite minimal, and then they talk about don't do a narrative forever, don't keep talking in a tech way, you know, have a phone call, listen to the voice, have an opportunity to get to know each other, but do it on a real sort of slow basis. And don't follow the scripts from the past. So what you've done before, make it a little bit different. And, you know, and I love the bit they say, enlist a friend to help you write your profile, because your friend will know you a lot more than sometimes you know yourself. So it's really lovely to be able to sit there with your friend and go, what shall I put about myself? Which I think is lovely.
Well, it's cringeworthy for most people, isn't it? So what the hell do I write about myself? Where do I even get started?
Yeah, but also it's about... you know, if you're quite a traditional person, you might be sitting in a place of you're going for a cup of coffee with this person and you're thinking about, am I the only person? And to be honest, in the way that we live, you're probably not the only person. In an hour's time, he's probably meeting or she's meeting somebody else for a coffee, because, you know, that exploration of meeting the person that you want to spend more time with is what's happening. But a lot of people can't cope with that. If they are quite traditional, they'd be sitting in a place of it's only me. And actually, when you find out it can only be this person now. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think we've got to be quite open-minded, a little bit more flexible. And that's why, you know, don't give everything all at the beginning, you know, all your information, you know, all of you sexually or whatever that might be for you, because actually you're getting to know each other first and just slow that part of it down. And also not worrying about the bias as well. So they talk about children and friendships. So if your children are sort of reluctant for you to date, even though you might have waited 6 months after a separation or 2 to 5 years after a separation, whatever that might be, there can be some bias from friends or children not ready for you to go out there and create yourself another world. So we need to be mindful of that. And my part was create a fulfilling sex life. So this is my bit on here, you know, making sure that you are thinking about what you actually want from that instead of just diving into it. And then there's an expectation or, you know, we're paired for life now because we've done stuff. We need to be more mindful of actually what I'm willing to give up and where, how fast I want this to go. So I really love that, that kind of, and also building that confidence, allowing yourself to build that confidence in yourself. So I've talked about body image. I've talked about self-esteem and confidence and being mindful that actually when you're 20, you're not going to be an acrobat when you're 60. So thinking about what you can and can't do.
Speak for yourself.
I probably am.
Oh, you must be thrilled.
I'm
well done.
I'm pleased that I'm in there. I'm so happy.
Good. Oh, pleased. Well, listen, thanks for letting me know. That's awesome. I'm proud of you always. Mm. And I think there's probably more opportunities with papers like that to get your experience out there. Have you got anything else planned? Did the Guardian say that they'd come back to you with other ideas or future interviews at all?
This has been a long time coming. This has been a long time coming because the person who wrote it has not been around and she's just come back and now it's in the paper. So okay. There's been a bit of a gap. But I'd love to get in some magazines and more podcasts and get out there. Somebody said the other day, you know, put out there what you want. I want to do a podcast with Mel Robbins. I think her and I would get on really, really well. I think we're slightly similar. And I'm just putting it out there. If people want to do podcasts, we've got our podcast, the POC. Paradox of Change, which is fantastic, but we want to get involved in other people's stuff as well and put the message out there that relationships are fab.
It's a shame I haven't prepared for this because one of the things I was going to say to you is, you know, who are our guests going to be this year? We've got a few doctors. You'd like to do a Mel Robbins. I think that would be amazing. What a pinnacle of the efforts that we've established so far and where we want to, or the dizzying heights of where we'd like to rise to. But that would be amazing. She's certainly become one of my favorites, and Instagram proves that because her reels keep popping up, so clearly I'm hitting the algorithm. Oh, that's good. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna leave you be, but thanks for sharing that with us. That's we'll try and get this out ASAP so people get the opportunity to read the article. Will it be posted anywhere else? Will you add that to your website or a newsletter or anything?
It's going out. Yeah, it's going out everywhere. So,
cool.
Exciting.
Thank you, Lottie.
See you soon.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.